This is, I swear to God, man. I think whatever this simulation is, this, whatever this is, this little soul journey called life that that we find ourselves on, you just gotta sit back and just, just. Sometimes you just gotta take shit for what it is and just kind of just laugh and enjoy the experience because, life is not, a given. And any day can be your last. Any moment, you too could be a Damar Hamlin. So, let's just take it slow and just take life for what it is, man. Because at this point, I'm convinced. this shit can't be real. Like, what are we doing here? Like, because it's only March, 2024, and it's just here in America. Like, as I said, I do this for the three people who listen. Because I'm so sporadic, I'm sorry, I'm inconsistent as shit. But VLG PCP, you already know what it is. But convinced that this this life can't be real, or this reality that they're trying to set for us. It just gets more absurd by the day when you kind of examine and just look at the things that are going on, and then when you observe them and you just kind of sit back and you look at them and you're like, wait, hold on. Like, I'm pretty sure this doesn't add up. but there's nobody to yell at or beat up. So, until we start beating up the people in Washington, I hate to say it like this, but it's very, very true. Until we start beating up the people in Washington, even though, they're senior citizens or whatever the case may be, but they're millionaires and they're thriving off our suffering. Until we start beating them and their family members up in a very brutal fashion, none of this shit is going to change. And it's only going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. And the fact that it was 70 degrees in March, it might not. Everybody might look at it as, hey, this is beautiful. And then there's me in the back of my head. I'm like, yo, this is not. It's not supposed to be like this. I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I'm pretty certain it's not supposed to be 70 degrees in March. And I just you just have to look around and just see everybody enjoying it and just oblivious to the things that are going on and the absurdity of the things that we are paying for with our tax dollars. And it just seems outlandish to I guess kind of sit back and say nothing or do nothing. And I would like to say that me hopping back on this to this podcast, I guess I do it when I feel that things are just too absurd for my liking. And I just I can't I like I've given up on trying to figure out exactly, who or what the agenda is, but I know they don't need us. They don't need you. They don't need me. They with the advent of AI and technology, they don't. Like, I just truly, truly believe, and I hope I'm wrong. Everything that we're going through now is just the period in between the artificial intelligence and technological takeover. Now, I'm not exactly sure to what extent that goes, but I truly do believe that is what's going on. but speaking of the absurdity and what really motivated me to kind of force myself to do this show tonight is, the fact that the things I can admit to you people is that, I am entertained by by savagery. There's no other way to put it. Like, I'm entertained by savagery. Like, it's it's not a good thing, and I don't encourage you to be entertained by the same things. But like, I'm not a movie guy. I've never seen a Purge movie in my life. But whatever the premise was, I get it. I guess I've never seen it, so I don't know exactly what it is. But if there ever was like a real life purge, I think it already started, and we just don't want to acknowledge it. And it's kind of fucked up that I laugh at some things that I'm pretty sure that I should not be laughing at. And today, you know, this is what really made me do this tonight, is because I'm checking X, the only platform, social media platform that I'm allowed on, apparently, because I don't know, and I'll never get to the bottom of it. But you know, and I see there was a shooting on the New York City subway, and I watched the whole video. The video is like 5 minutes long, and it's very. It's very, very confusing. It's not confusing, because it's monkey shit at its finest. And it's a, you know, somebody who's born and raised in New York, and you know, I've lived outside of New York, but somebody who's just used to the New York environment, you can see when monkey shit is going to unfold. If you're just around it enough, you can kind of see. And just from the looks of this video, it's just. It's not funny. I shouldn't be laughing. Somebody might be dead. I should not be laughing. But it's just confusing, because first of all, it's a Negro and a Hispanic person, I believe. It's not a white guy. It's a Negro and a Hispanic person. And the black guy's threatening him. Yeah, I'm gonna beat you up if you move. Blah blah blah. I don't know what started the whole altercation, because that's not part of the video. Salute to the person who recorded it. I was about to call that person a monkey, but you know, I'm not going to mention their gender, or you know, I don't want to misgender anybody. But the person who filmed the video, who put their face in the video somehow to, you know, show how shocked they were. yo, all I know is, yo, listen. There's so many ways that this one can go, because you know, the altercation started. I don't know who hit who first, but you know, the one guy, the Hispanic guy, was getting folded, and then his girlfriend stabbed the black guy. She stabbed him. I can't. You know, I'm so glad this is not on camera. But one day it will be. Like, I'm camera shy, and I don't, you know, my setup is not exactly where I really want a camera, but his girlfriend stabbed him. She did stab. She juked that nigga like a couple of times. I seen it. I watched that part of the video after, and then he was bleeding from his back and stuff, and he looked like he was like staggering a little bit. So the shooting could be in self defense. All I'm gonna say is, like, if one of the stories that I read was, you know, that the gun owner got shot in the head after he got the gun taken from him. If the Hispanic guy took the gun from the black guy and shot him in the head, and I'm not racist. I promise you, I'm not racist. But the two Hispanic people involved, they need to go to jail. I don't know if they're migrants. I don't know what the case may be. Wherever, they could be Native American. They could be from America. Yeah, but they need to go to jail, because that girl, she stabbed the guy. That's. You know, that's like if that's not attempt murder, that's at least assault with a deadly weapon, because she did stab the guy, and you can't, you know, your boyfriend was fighting him, bitch, so you can't, I want her to go to jail. I'm sorry, like, I can't. That's horrible. That's really, really horrible of me to say, but yeah, she deserves to go to jail. The shooting aspect of it, I was just confused, because the black guy said, I guess he was talking about the Hispanic people, the migrants beating up cops. And then he said he was a cop after the girl stabbed him. But before the whole altercation started, he said he was in jail for 13 years. So I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I don't think they allow people who've been in jail for 13 years to be police officers. I could be wrong. The laws are ever changing. Look at what's going on in the military. You know, they got all kind of just people. We're gonna lose America. America, listen, America don't go to war with anybody. Like I'm from America. I'm American. Don't go to war with anybody because you're gonna lose, and it's just going to be embarrassing. And I'm not. Don't draft you if you think you're drafting anybody for me and my family. You're out of your fucking mind. So yeah, don't go to war with anybody. But the absurd part of this whole subway shooting thing is that they just put the National Guard in the subway like earlier this month or a couple of weeks ago. So what are they doing? Like what are they? You know, there's still people getting beat up on the train. There's still people. Listen, I have not been on the train since pre-pandemic. If I'm going to keep it so 100 with you, I have no reason. I don't want to sit on a homeless person's bed. Like fortunately, like I'm not a germaphobe, but do I really? You know. Some homeless person may have been sleeping there or used a bathroom in the spot that I'm going to be sitting in for the better part of over half an hour just to get to the city, which is a shithole now. New York is dead. Between the migrants and just New York in general is dead. I've never been like a big guy who's big on New York, even though I'm from New York, but New York City is just it's for tourists. But it's dead now, and frankly, I don't want to risk my life getting on the subway where somebody could potentially get shot, beat up, stabbed. Just a couple of weeks ago, some girl lost her legs and her feet. I shouldn't have said it like that, but she did, after her alleged boyfriend pushed her onto the tracks or pushed her into the oncoming train. I don't know the details of the story, but if shit like that is going on, man, like, why? Like, there's people who have to get on this every day. And as someone who, you know, when I was doing TV stuff, had to utilize the train, being on there and just the shit you see and it's just... I get this point in my life, I'm like, yeah, you know, nah, I'm okay. Especially after seeing this video tonight, I'm just like, you know, the people on the train cowering and just scared to death. It's just like, yeah, listen, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. You really want to die in a train car with a whole bunch of strangers you don't know? Like, run, niggas. Like, what's wrong? People's sense of environment has gone out the window after the whole pandemic thing. It's just weird to watch. Even the way you people drive now, it's a weird fucking time to be alive. And I can't shake the feeling. And then here's another. This is just another one of my. It's one of my crazy thoughts or mindsets that I can't help but to find myself in. It's just that, you know, if you think about it, you know, just think about it for a second. Ever since the pandemic ended or they lifted all the restrictions, the world has been at war. Like, there's no way to put it lightly. That's just what it is. And I can't sugarcoat it or anything of that nature. But yeah, the world has been at war. And then, it, like, I officially, me personally, like, I never believed in the whole, I never believed in the whole Event 201 thing. I'll just call it that, so just in case, if this ever does, you know, if it ever does make it anywhere, it won't get blocked for me saying certain words. But I've never believed in the whole Event 201 scenario. And ever since, you know, I officially completely was telling people, like, what the fuck are y'all worried about now? Because, like, 6 million people just left Ukraine. And if there's no fucking outbreak or pandemic in Europe where all these 6 million people have crossed into, I don't think we have anything to worry about. So the fact that the whole Event 201 thing is still even mentioned, and they're still pushing out Fauci juice for it, it really disturbs me. And just leads me to question, like, why, like, are you people that dumb? Like, are we that dumb? How many refugees have been created since the end of the whole Event 201 thing? How many? And if there hasn't been an outbreak, then I don't think Event 201 really, the thing they said came out of Event 201 ever really happened. I think they just scared you people into submission. Now, with that being said, I wholeheartedly believe, let me not say wholeheartedly, but I have a hunch that the wars are on purpose. Now, it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy at first, right? But just hear me out on this. With the wars going on, you have really no time to question or have serious inquiries about the side effects of the Fauci juice, because you're too distracted by the theater of war. I know it sounds far-fetched, but if you think that is something that they wouldn't do, I don't know what to tell you, but you're wrong. That is something that they definitely would do, because they don't want you to have time to question or think about what you have done to yourself and your family and your loved ones and possibly your kids. They don't want you thinking about the excess deaths that are happening. And they don't want you to be mad and start to sue, which is already happening. People are filing lawsuits against the Fauci juice makers because of the damage that they have done. Myocarditis, pericarditis, heart failure, heart attack, strokes. I was watching some commercial for vitiligo, the Michael Jackson disease thing. They got some pharmaceutical thing now that can help even your skin if you have vitiligo. If you don't know what that is, that's the Michael Jackson thing that I guess you get blotches on your skin or turns you white, I guess, in Michael Jackson's case. I don't know. But nonetheless, and then the side... It was sweet baby Jesus. You know, the side effects of the drug to help you with your skin thing were heart attacks, strokes, internal bleeding, suicidal thoughts. Once it got to that point, I was like, oh, sweet baby Jesus. These are all the same side effects of the Fauci juice. So you essentially every drug that's on TV pretty much has the Fauci juice side effects. And there are so many articles about so many various things, like too much exercise. I saw one that says too much exercise can cause heart attacks and strokes and stuff now. And I think they're just trying to find, they're trying to ease you people into the idea of the thought that that if you die, it's anything but the Fauci juice. But I just have that hunch that these wars are on purpose for so you don't have time to focus on that. So it's the look over here, don't focus on this technique, because if you focus on this, then we're going to be in trouble, because you're going to realize all the lies that we told and all the fucked up things that we did. And you know, it's slowly, you know, coming out, like the damages and the side effects and just People, as I said on the last show, LeBron James Jr., just think of how many people have died suddenly. Like, sudden infant death syndrome is something that is occurring now. Just the number of people who are just dropping, just in general, or have had their lives completely fucked up by the Fauci juice. But you haven't had time to think about it because you've been watching people die in real time on your Twitter. I mean, on your X or on your social media, or, well, you're not gonna see it much anywhere because even on X, they kind of tampered down on the videos of showing Israel's destruction. And I don't know if it's Gaza not having internet and power to blame for the drop in the number of videos that we were seeing, or it could be all the journalists that Israel killed. I don't know at this point, but there's something going on with that, with the throttling down of what you see. And it's just absurd. It's absurd when you look at things in hindsight, right? This is just the summation of the psyop of Event 201. This is the summation. I can't, like, I'm trying to say it, but like it's just like okay, this is the summation, right? A man ate a bat. It's important you stay home between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. You can't go to that. You can't see your loved one in the hospital or nursing home. And yeah, take this Fauci juice, or you lose your job, or you can't get on a plane, you can't do a number of things that we know you want to do because we've trapped you in your house for this long. And if anything happens to you, the people who made the Fauci juice, you can't be mad at them, or possibly sue them, because that's outrageous. And then it all disappears in the theater of war, and 10 million people who we don't know if they've been vaccinated, they're rapists, or if they're murderers, or if they're carrying drugs, or a number of other variables, or they have measles, and there's now a measles outbreak in Chicago, all let into your country, but you had to fucking submit a vaccine card to keep your job. Yeah, you listen. I don't when you listen to that and you think about it, you're like, yo, that sounds crazy. Like, this nigga is off his rocker. It wasn't me. That was your own government who told you all of those things. But they. You want your job or not, nigga? Yo, this shit is wild, and that's the absurdity of it. It's just so it's absurd. It is too absurd. And I think about it, and I'm like, why are we still paying taxes, and why are we not beating people up right now? Like, yo, Fauci should be. Somebody should put hands on that man. I'm sorry. I don't want to possibly go to jail. I mean, only three people listen to this, but they're making it. They're getting to a point now where they want to put you in jail for what you say online, and this is a real thing that's happening in Canada and the UK and in America too. So, I'm glad only three people listen to this because I could possibly go to jail for saying some of the things I'm saying. And here's the even more, just the more absurd, the mo like one of the most absurd things. I gotta go buy cheese doodles tomorrow. I don't. This is that's that was just a blurt out thought. But here's one of the more absurd things going on right now is that TikTok is they're cracking down on TikTok, and they are pretty much saying, the American government is pretty much saying that, TikTok is a foreign asset, and they're telling you information we don't want you to know. That's basically what they're saying. And they're tracking your data and all that other shit. Yeah, listen, Amazon, every Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter were government programs that all did the same thing that they're accusing TikTok of doing. So I guess it's only okay when America does it. But it's not okay if it's a Chinese company with American servers, and it's just some weird shit, bro. And then the even more absurd thing is it just is that, there's documented reports that TikTok is more pro-Palestine than pro-Israel. I think the whole world is honestly more pro-Palestinian than they are pro-Zionist or Israeli. Let me just say pro-Zionist. Benjamin Netanyahu, somebody else who should get hands put on them, and Ben-Gvir and Rabbi Shmuley, like those are guys who deserve to have hands put on them. And I don't say that. We need that nigga who is pressing that nigga on the subway to go put hands on those niggas. That's what we need. Instead of having your gun taken from you allegedly and being shot with your own gun, we should we need you to go press Rabbi Shmuley, Ben-Gvir, and Benjamin Netanyahu, you cop who's in jail for 13 years. Like, what the fuck is going on, bro? And then, I don't know who's, excuse my language, I don't know who's the bitch in the situation. Because I don't know if America is Israel's bitch or Israel's America's bitch. I can't figure that out. Or if they're working together. But I'm pretty sure it's what the Nazis would have wanted the world to be like a little bit. Where those two factions kind of run everything, but the world is waking up and they're like, yo, fuck you guys. Like, you guys are kind of, not like you guys are not who you think you are exactly. And that's why it's a beautiful time to be alive amidst all this absurdity, because just seeing the world change and wake up and be like, you know what, I we kind of don't believe anything you say to us. And then just watching them struggle to kind of like grasp the concept of, yeah, we kind of can't control what's happening right now, and we don't know what the outcome is going to be, because usually they can kind of control the narrative and control the outcome and kind of mold public opinion on things. And I think the Event 201 thing was kind of an acceleration of what they thought was going to happen, or what they planned on happening. But then it's turning out and looking like now that it's backfiring, because there's still information, like most of the information that's out there now, they really don't want you to have, or the opinion that a lot of people hold. Like, I don't let me just make the disclaimer. I have Jewish friends, all right? I have white friends, I have friends of all races. But in the same light, I don't see how you could be pro-Zionist or pro-Israel at this point, which is why I don't under like I don't want my tax dollars going to these niggas. But nonetheless, I just don't I don't understand, like, why how could you be pro-genocide and pro-famine and pro-starvation of people because of you living you stealing their land for a good since 1947 after the Balfour Declaration. So I don't understand you if you are pro-Zionist at this point. It's just like, why would you? Where in your head Where in your head does it say that this is okay? Like, it's really, really strange that you would still find a way to do that at this point. And not realize the stranglehold that they have on I'm not gonna say the whole world, because they really don't have, you know, everybody's been to that wall for some reason. I don't, yo, oh God, yo, and so, yo, okay. And then let me just say this, because I gotta get this off my chest. Floyd Mayweather can't read. So if you if you thought by bringing him over there and showing us videos of him making food and dancing and being given a, what is it, a $1 million kippah? If you don't know what a kippah is, I think it's the small hat that the Zios wear. Or no, it's a small hat of the Jewish religion. Or yeah, the Jewish religion. Yeah, they gave they gave Floyd Mayweather a diamond encrusted kippah and named him Rabbi Mayweather. That's a sad bit of propaganda. Like, we don't, let me just tell the Zios and people in Israel, niggas don't really care about Floyd Mayweather. We really just want to see him get knocked out one time, but he's retired and he's overweight. Okay, he's great. He never lost a boxing match. The heroes in America for niggas, the bar is mad low. Like, that's a low bar. I get it. He's a millionaire. Whatever. But if he's counting on that commercial real estate to be able to feed generations of his family, he might be in for a rude awakening, because this shit is about to crash, and it's gonna be an ugly, it's gonna be an ugly, ugly summer. And the absurdity is that we're just walking into it. Just, I don't even know what you niggas is watching these days. It's some one of the streaming services. I just know you guys are watching streaming services. I have no clue what you people are watching anymore. I don't know. If it's not reality TV or some other shit, I really don't know what you people are watching. Listen, I'm so boring. I literally only watch probably Seinfeld, Family Guy. And I can't watch the Impractical Jokers anymore without Joe Gatto. It's just not the same. And yeah, I don't even really watch sports. When I hear niggas talking sports, I just look at these niggas and I'm like, you could not play a couple of minutes in the sport you are speaking on. So I don't even know why. Why am I even subjected to hearing this? Even though I'm not involved in the conversation, it irks me in that manner where I'm like, yo, this is you niggas. Niggas, you sound crazy, bro. You like 5'2" at best over here talking about the NBA, bro. Like, you you ain't Muggsy Bogues, nigga. yo, this new weed is different, bro. But yeah, like, it's just, you know, it's just the absurdities of life. And audacity is at an all-time high in 2024. And, you know, yeah, listen, just enjoy this shit, bro, because, you know, that Fauci juice is knocking niggas off early and often. And as I said before, you know, tomorrow ain't promised, man. So, you know, just enjoy it. Learn to laugh. Learn to, you know, stare absurdities in the face and acknowledge them and be like, you know, this is some bullshit. They're trying to pull some bullshit again. But you know, I'm smart enough to know that don't fall for it. So if they ever, when the next guy eats a bat or a donkey, or the cannibals in Haiti catch some incurable virus that they need a new vaccine for, that they magically make in a matter of months, don't take it. Please, I implore you, don't take it. And please don't give that shit to your kids. Don't give it to your kids. Like, if you want to experiment on yourself with like, you really trust the government? Like, you really? Like, why? Like, what? What reason do you have to trust these people after everything you've been through in the last 4 years? and watching wars and people die on social media, and they are doing nothing to stop it. They're actually encouraging it. What reason do you have to trust these people? So, you know, we got to call BS BS. And we got to live up to the fact that, you know, they took her jabs. I didn't even get to touch on, I think I did mention the migrants last show. This is the problem with me doing the shows, because I think I smoke too much and I don't remember what I talked about on the episodes, and I don't want to reiterate shit over and over. But, listen, I will leave you at this. With all the absurdity and the things that were pointed out, just over this, whatever, I don't even know how long the show has been tonight. I don't know. But just with all the absurdities that I have pointed out, just in general, right? Why are we still paying taxes? Yo, I swear that's the only question I got for 2024, because this is the only thing I should keep all of my money. I should not be saying this with my phone right here and just even on this mic, because who knows who's listening. But yeah, I should be keeping all my money to enjoy my life, because y'all are trying to get us nuked. And America can't win a war. It's been proven. When's the last time America won a war? America won a war. When? And do you think wholeheartedly that you are safe with the defense, with America having your back? And if you think you're safe, just look at Ukraine, because we abandoned them. I just wanted to hop on here for a bit, man. I don't even know why. Yo, I'm sporadic. I'm inconsistent. But I'm funny. I'm funny and my voice is sexy. So, you know, it is what it is, people. What am I going to do? I just have to, you know, you got to live with the absurdity and just, 2024 is a strange time to be alive, man. Anyway, to my three listeners, thank you. I appreciate you. You are wholeheartedly appreciated. And until next time, stay safe. Don't fight people on a train. And don't be kissing people in the mouth. Because there's a whole song by some female rapper talking about, you know, they be eating ass too. And I'm like, yo, shorty, I don't want to kiss you anymore. I'm sorry. yo, VOG, PCP, don't be kissing people in the mouth. It is what it is, man. 2024 is wild. Stay safe. One.